This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The left is having a problem right now. They're getting stomped everywhere they turn. The Green Agenda is being turned back. Roe versus Wade has been turned back. And now the Second Amendment is for everyone. It applies to everybody, no matter where you live. I don't think they like that very much. And, you know, I sort of get it. So we get this op-ed, which is inevitable. If you remember, Joy Behar got out there and said, well, as soon as they fix it to where black people can have guns, we'll see some gun laws change. As if there was a law in place to keep black Americans from having a gun, which is not the case. That is not what the Second Amendment is. So we have an inevitable piece of their meltdown over the ruling of the Second Amendment. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin was a landmark case that struck down the Empire State's justifiable need clause in their carry law. It also opened the door for a strict scrutiny. And for anything that may, all of these impediments and things they're going to try to put in place in the way to slow things down, they will also get sued out of existence. This is now nice, new, fresh precedent. Also affirmed that you have a right to carry outside the home for self-defense. It was the worst week ever for the left, as they had to deal with this ruling. They just had to deal with Roe versus Wade and the Dobbs case. They just got told the EPA can't actually put, you know, coal out of business. They can't get out there and make clean air a thing. They don't have that authority. All these things, all of these little pet projects of the left getting just slapped around. So how are they on the left dealing with an expansion of civil rights? They're worried. They're worried about gun ownership spiking among non-whites. Now never mind that I, the Caucasian, am the oppressor. I am the racist. I am the this, I am the that. And if that were actually a thing, then the people who are the oppressed should have guns in order to be able to push that back. And actually, they already do. Never mind that. They're just, they're upset about this. They're going all rifle clubs a la Reconstruction on gun rights when it comes to black Americans. And we're supposedly the side taking America backward on this, by the way. So here's what hit the op-ed pages of the LA Times. Nathan W. Jones leads the Bay Area chapter of the Black Gun Owners Association, but until a few years ago, he wasn't even into guns. Then the COVID-19 pandemic hit. George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police, sending racial justice protesters into the streets. And then LA Times, remember. And then white supremacists trashed the U.S. Capitol in the January 6th insurrection. Suddenly, it seemed as if America was on the brink. And with the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade on Friday, emboldening a militant array of white Christian nationalists, we clearly still are. Mr. Jones said, I had visions of mobs dragging people through the streets, and something just kind of switched, and we can't rely on anybody else to come and save us. It has to be us. And here we have the musings of the LA Times. If the Supreme Court's ruling sticks, Jones believes more black people could start carrying their weapons in public, particularly if the white supremacists and Christian nationalists in our midst start doing the same. I wonder how much of this is actually an interview. I wonder how Mr. Jones actually feels. We continue. In our polarized political environment, that's a dangerous scenario that seems increasingly likely. Just as likely as some black people wrongly getting shot by police while legally carrying a firearm. And when society is armed to the teeth, bad things are bound to happen. Jones feels like he has little choice but to be a gun owner, though. What we need to do is to redefine the notion of black people with guns and what that means. Well, and the LA Times, the column, is California ready for more black people to legally carry guns in public? And sometimes, this is one of those moments. This is where the mask has slipped off, and you get to see the leftist projection on the full screen. Yeah. And we get this from Twitter. One of the most invincibly stupid and bigoted beliefs of the left is that white conservatives would abandon the Second Amendment if lots of black people applied for concealed or open carry permits. They believe this no matter how often blacks are warmly welcomed at 2A events. Absolutely. Absolutely, Americans. Always welcome. So, they still don't get that the Second Amendment is for everybody. And this proves it. This proves it. And whatever the reason, you, all of you, everybody there has a right to bear arms. Granted to you by your mere existence and the fact that you are an American. And that's the thing. And while the leftist media overstates the number of white supremacists and Christian nationalists, and I can absolutely empathize with non-whites wanting to pack heat in the wake of the Buffalo shooting, of course, this piece just glosses over the fact that non-whites and women have been stocking up on arms for the better part of a decade. Women especially. Black women especially. They've been obtaining carry permits left and right, participating in shooting sports. And there was a retelling of the law that banned open carry in California in the late 1960s. The Black Panthers roaming the state capitol was cited as the reason. But the whole point of concealed carry is to not draw that kind of attention. And you do need to go through safety courses, and you do need to go through the background checks. And this isn't like signing up for a new credit card. But Black America is owning guns at an increased rate because this is their right. And who cares about the reason behind it? Who cares? It's irrelevant. I have no problem with Asians, Hispanics, Black Americans. I have no problem with anybody that is an American in the United States of America today carrying a gun. No problem at all. I know the criminals are. But that's not part of the thing that goes into my thing. So I don't get too worried about that. But the more gun owners there are, the better. And that's why the left is worried. Because their monopoly on violence is slipping away. And their base of support for new gun control measures, specifically confiscation, which is their long-term goal, erodes with this. With every new gun owner out there, it erodes and becomes less and less of a possibility. And this is why they're panicking. So, if you see one of them panicking, it's okay to smile. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
podcast, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. You should understand that all of these decisions happening in the Supreme Court are upsetting, deeply upsetting some people, and that this is a very difficult time for them, and we should acknowledge their pain and do everything we can to make it much, much worse. The pro-abort weirdos, losers, and mutations, the anti-gun grabbers, the people who think that, you know, the Green New Dealers, as well as the terrible Twitter lawyers, they're all mad because they can't freely kill babies everywhere anymore. They can't make your gasoline continue to keep going up, up, up. They can't, they can't keep you disarmed. And this makes them feel bad. They are bad people whose moral illiteracy cannot be cured by reason, so it has to be sufficient that they experience pain. And this is the only way that they're going to learn. So get to gloating. Feel free to do it, people. And we have much to gloat about lately. We are winning. Winning the war, a lot of weak hearts did not really want to fight. Like David French, total putz. If you had your way and pantsuited one in place of the guy with the mean tweets, instead of abortion being restricted, it would be subsidized and probably mandatory until puberty. You bet we should be smug and insufferable in victory, especially because so many people in our corner, or allegedly in our corner, you cruise ship conservative punks, they're always so eager to declare us defeated and that the war for America's collective soul has been definitively lost. We have gotten way too used to decline, too used to not winning, and the establishment is perfectly comfortable with that. There's a sense in our country that we're too far gone, that we can't go back to something like normal. And the last two decades have been anything but normal. A nonstop barrage of terrorism, economic collapse, political battling, cultural warfare, and pandemic insanity. It was not one black swan, but a flock of black swans. Biden was supposed to make things normal again, but he hasn't. And he can't. He doesn't know how. And he doesn't want to. His handlers need us impoverished in order for us to need them. They need us divided so they can leverage Group A against Group B. They need a crisis, the flu, the weather, an insurrection, armed America, you know, all that stuff. So we cannot think and cannot debate and cannot stop them from solving the crisis by doing what they always wanted to do anyway. And when they do, our freedom shrinks. Our prosperity shrinks. Our anger grows. The problem here is that there's just no way for this to go on. Change has to come because this is unsustainable. And the time of changing is upon us at this moment. So feel free to gloat about these victories, about the victory for what's right, so that our enemies not only fully understand that they're on the side of the suck, but we're going to utterly defeat them. Abortion is not illegal. You can go to any state where abortion is legal and abort whatever you want. Abort to your heart's content. But we're not paying for it. The federal government should not pay for it. They shouldn't subsidize it. You know? That's not a right. There's no right to owning an automobile. There's no right to having a head of hair. You know, all of these things that have, you know, been found in the Constitution aren't actually in there, that we're told is inferred in this, aren't. All their dreams of a disarmed America in order for this leftist progressive thing to go forward. That's got to get that. It's got to die. All their dreams of faculty lounge fascism has to die. But it's not enough that we merely defeat them. We have to make the rubble bounce with each impact. This macro pathology masquerading as an ideology must be so completely repudiated that it never can pick its head up again. And I mean, look at what they're. I mean, I was asked one time why conservative radio is so much better than leftist radio. And look at what they're selling you. Look at what they're telling you is the good stuff. Infanticide, wokeness, Marxism, the climate hoax. Being disarmed in the face of letting criminals go with no bail and decriminalizing a whole bunch of things that eventually have them graduate to killing you. They're all just colors of the rainbow of evil, tenets of a pagan religion that fills the void in their souls where God should be. Invertebrate sissies insist that we should temper our joy, that we should not rub their smug, scowling faces in their defeat. And I say no. That's misguided sissy talk from the losers whose spineless refusal to confront evil, before it infected every institution, allowed the disease to spread to the point where tattooed manatees with blue hair and piercings are out in public shouting their abortions, reveling in the blood of babies and what amounts to these people living off of their daddy issues on a societal level. They'll show us. They'll show all of us. By celebrating their transgression with the degradation that goes along with it. Not just trying to shock us by embracing the slaughter of the innocents. Same phenomenon is apparent when some carnival attraction goes on TikTok to explain how Z loves to tell the kindergartners in Z's classroom about Z's non-binary femqueer butch tendency identity. And that's just the ones who are not trying to outright diddle the kiddies. We have a whole society that acts like Biden kids, punishing society slash daddy by descending into drugs and perversion, and some components of society are okay with the figurative inappropriate showers part. So this is not the time to go all wobbly. You can gloat, get in their faces. We win, you lose. You do not get to kill babies. We get to keep our guns, and we're going to carry them around. We're not giving up SUVs or smoked brisket. We're going to run our schools our way with no commie nonsense or gender studies weirdness. And there's not a damn thing you progressives can do about it. The cultural war has had its change, its sea change. Things are shifting around. The pendulum swinging, whichever cliche. And they need to learn that they have lost. So feel free. By all means, feel free to gloat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks closed out their worst first half of the year since 1970. Over the past 3 months, the NASDAQ has dropped more than 20%, its worst stretch since 2008. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 253 points, to close at 37.75. The S&P fell by 33 points and the NASDAQ dropped 149 points. The Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration will be allowed to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says the Biden administration is not securing the border.
The law of the United States is that we got to secure the border. We have to have operational control of the border. And you must detain those individuals who are being adjudicated for, say, an asylum claim. That is not happening.
USA Radio News. As we head into a long holiday weekend, more Americans are feeling pessimistic about the direction America is heading.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to Catholic Vote, there have been at least 34 attacks on pregnancy centers and pro-life groups since a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked in early May. Pro-abortion domestic terrorists have claimed responsibility and are promising more attacks in a summer of rage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What's next for the anti-Liberty Left's gun confiscation agenda, you wonder? I wonder. Bluntly speaking, everything they put up is a non-solution. And their non-solutions will lead to more mass murder. So they're going to be agitating in the future. But that was always part of the plan. Now, you can easily guess what's going to happen next with the signing of the historic BSCA, with a heavy emphasis on the BS part, by simply looking at what the anti-liberty left has done in the past. Because their non-solutions are never meant to work. So, consequently, there will be more murders. Because you can't stop crime from occurring. You can only counter it. This will give them another opportunity to exploit other people's pain for their political gain. You have to understand,
that this is a feature, not a bug, for the liberticidal left. Anti-liberty leftists have an oddly different worldview than you, the normal person. Especially when it comes to problems and crises that they cause. And this is just a means to gain power and screws things up so they can rush in and seize more power and screw things up even more in a never-ending cycle of failure. This is all Cloward and Piven based. They're going to drive everything into the ground, and then you're going to rush to them, eager for them to show you the way, to make everything safe, to be daddy. This is why they're very particular about their solutions. While they pretend to be open to doing something, anything, to supposedly keep people safe. And you'll notice that their solutions are carefully designed to avoid solving the problem, because no more problem, well, no more campaign issue. And while their solution is always about enhancing their power and set up for future power grabs, solving the problem is going to be the last thing they want to do. Because if they inadvertently fix things, they've negated their rationale for existence. We also know where things are going to go from here because they've always followed the same script year after year. If you've ever wondered how the anti-liberty left can make the easy access to guns claim, while they have their very much, adored gun, background checks in place, which I guess gives easy access to guns, but it's what they wanted in the first place, how they make this with a straight face, we have a simple explanation here for you, or I have anyway. They follow a two-step crisis exploitation process that starts with the assertion during these situations. It's their way of making incremental moves towards gun confiscation while they swear up and down that they aren't incrementally moving towards gun confiscation. And if all the propaganda media and liberticidal left reactions seem like deja vu, it's because they are. It's always the same. They start off by making all kinds of demands for a ban on undefined military-style weapons of war and licensing schemes or unconstitutional control over private property with expanded background checks. The new wrinkle is the gun confiscation order, or ERPO, emergency response, whatever you, the new assault weapon of choice against the Bill of Rights. And all of that should be a red flag to anybody that cherishes the cause of liberty. Now, the idea is to push the Overton window as far as the authoritarian left as possible. Making some demands seems reasonable by comparison. Now, of course, they know that they're not going to get what they want. So then they will call for some sort of compromise. And as usual, this is just another example of the liberty deniers lying. A compromise means, okay, you want to have enhanced background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds. You want to incentivize red flag laws. I'll do that in exchange for national carrier reciprocity. It does not mean they say, well, we want enhanced background checks and incentivizing red flag laws, and the other side goes, okie doke, that is not compromise. Compromise means both sides get something on the deal. This is a compromise, what we just had happen, where we lose more of our freedoms for absolutely nothing in return. They didn't harden the schools. They did not harden the schools. Not at all. They get to virtue signal. And they get to place new restrictions on our civil rights. But they get to virtue signal about it while pretending they're liberal. Not leftist. They get to pretend like they're liberal, which means that, hey, we're for your liberty, buddies. But that's a big pretend. As we just saw, any compromise in anything they get is hailed as historic too. This is going to save lives. It's going to save lives.
Nothing about how many lives we're going to save by overturning Roe versus Wade. I mean, we have aborted 60 million plus babies. And, you know, some of them were, in fact, viable. And if I kick a woman in the stomach in some fight because she's whatever, for whatever reason, and she's pregnant, I get charged with two murders. Two. So, you know, this historic thing, too, it was a day in our great representative republic, unparalleled for at least 20 minutes or so, and then they began moving on to step two. And you have to watch out for the whiplash in this part of the process. This is where they suddenly decide that more needs to be done, and they start downplaying the formerly historic achievement they touted 20 minutes ago. And this step will have some timeline variations, but the important aspect is that when the next attack takes place, they can play the game all over again. This is a setup, and they walk away from it. They set it up, tee it up, walk away from it until the time comes. And after they have successfully diminished the latest surrender deal, they reset things back to step one, where any restrictions on liberty are forgotten, and they can quickly tee up the easy access to guns rhetoric one more time. Then comes the next mass murder tragedy. They can once again call out for something, anything to be done, because what they did the last time didn't work, of course. Background checks didn't work. Something, anything to solve the problem, if that anything is exactly what they specify in that moment. And that means you being disarmed, you that are not going to be rampage killers. That's the way we solve it, by disarming you. This way they can never be wrong, and they gain more political power each time they screw up. And is it any wonder why they play this game each time around? But the wonder for me is why they play it, and then they think that we're not paying attention to the fact that it didn't work. I mean, I find that quite interesting. If you don't mind my saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I'm, you know, you look at some of the positions, like we didn't know a while ago when Ketanji Brown James is, or whatever her name is, when she was being confirmed for the Supreme Court, she couldn't give the definition of what a woman is. And yet, with the overturning of the Roe versus Wade thing, we know now that women have lost their health care rights. So does that mean we figured out the abortion thing? Now, this whole abortion thing baffles me because it is absolutely bizarre that anyone would choose this particular hill to die on, or rather to kill a bunch of babies on. From a strictly utilitarian angle, it's certainly not a great banner to be carrying because most normal people consider the whole thing horribly distasteful and frankly don't want to think about it. Ideologically, liberals could have gone either way. And it's not like they believe in anything, and it's not like they had to choose to defend abortion instead of opposing it. They have no problem telling people what they can and can't do as a principle. So why did the left choose pro instead of con? It's not about freedom, because they're against that. And it's not some sort of highfalutin commitment to bodily integrity. These are the same people who wanted you to be a test bed for every potion and poultice that Pfizer and the rest of the big pharma folks created to address a somewhat more dangerous strain of the flu. And if you didn't inject it, you were a bad person of badness, and you should be thrown out of your job, denied schooling, and possibly even jailed. And you also had to wear your mask. So if it's bodily integrity, that's the foundational principle. It's a pretty damn shaky foundation. So what is it? Is it the feminist angle? They hate babies because normal women like them. You know, so there's that. It's not particularly reasonable to assume that this was some sort of response to a looming threat that you might get pregnant and have no other options other than to, you know, kill your baby. And after all, it's pretty easy to avoid getting pregnant. You could use birth control, which is ubiquitous, or you could choose not to have sex, which appears to be the choice forced upon a lot of the weirdos and losers and mutations who are most active in this hideous movement. This raises a sensitive point. And it might seem uncharitable, but if you look at the video on the social media posts of the loudest pro-aborts, and that's not safe for a pre-dinner viewing, I guess the most kindly way to put it is that the people most concerned about abortion are the ones with the least personal stake in it. Every once in a while, you get some basic but conventionally attractive actress or singer who sounds off with the Prague talking points, but most of these people are whatever the opposite of nubile is. A lot of them are old. I mean, Taylor Lorenz old. I mean, even if she could find a man willing to do the fang, fang, bang, bang, many are far past menopause, and it's not like a lot of these cat ladies are going to breed should they meet the blind and deaf man of their dreams. So this is not really something they have a dog in the fight, you know. There's not a lot in it. And a lot of the younger, theoretically fertile ones are pretty rough, by which I mean sort of ugly. And just take a look at some of the videos from those protests. Quite the salty-looking crew. There are a lot of people of heft. There are a lot of who have marred their largely butt-white bodies with stupid tattoos. Piercings are de rigueur, and if you stand them in line all together, their hair makes a pride flag. And you get the impression that these are the people who went off to college and then came home at Thanksgiving with a nose ring to shock their parents and a new bill for their student loans. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, which is shock us. And you know, if you shout your abortion, you know, normal people are going to look at you as some sort of a freak of nature. Because if you shout your abortion, you are a freak of nature. What's the hell wrong with you? And why? But this would not be the first time in human history when people degraded themselves in order to punish the people they're mad at. And it's unclear whether it's abortion itself or some greater psychodrama that they're playing out. And regardless, they've chosen this as their issue, their obsession, their fetish. Now, having a legal background, you could look at decisions like Roe versus and Casey and the ridiculous dissent in Dobbs and see that there's no legal reasoning there. These are not legal decisions. Or, you know, they're set forth in the format of a legal decision. They look like one from a distance, but somebody really knows what they're looking at. It basically comes out as a bunch of feels. Some people feels like abortion is good, so it's got to be in the Constitution, even if it's not. And if you disagree, you want to make all the women handmaids. I mean, if you want to find a constitutional right, I don't think it's too much to expect that you actually find one rather than just assume one is there. And, you know, playing founding documents with the mad left with the Constitution is a speciality of the left. They found abortion into the Constitution lurking behind those penumbras and emanations, but they can't seem to find the right to keep and bear arms, even in the sentence that says, you've got the right to keep and bear arms. And this is the thing, I don't think they care about abortion per se. They certainly don't care about women's lives. They say they do, but people say a lot of things when they aren't so. Leftists say they care about gun crime, but they won't prosecute people for gun crimes in the cities that they run. So leftists say they care about minorities, but they let criminals in minority communities run wild, murder at will, and do nothing. They don't care about the women raped and murdered by the criminals that Democrat prosecutors refuse to prosecute. They talk about caring, and it's all talk. I think they just have to be upset about something, and, you know, half a century ago it became abortion. Abortion attacks the family, attacks the natural status of mothers, and offends normal people. It is the entire sandwich. It's got it all. The pro-abortion movement is just really a rebellious teenage girl trying to show daddy what for. And now they have a problem. The problem is that there really is no problem anymore. Justice Alito solved it. Go deal with abortion in your state. The red states are going to ban it or limit it. The blue states are going to enact a 365-day per year hunting season for fetuses. And then it's going to be done. Except for some election action at the margins, the abortion issue has been solved for the first time in 50 years. Some places aren't going to have it, and some will have it a little, and some will have it all the time. It's not done away with. It's not banned. It just is now regulated by the states, because this was never something that was given to the federal government to regulate. So this falls back to the states. And my question is, what are they going to be obsessed with next? But there will be something else. And in the meantime, everybody's... And they can say it. They're trying to... Hear me? Okay. I don't know what just happened. It's one of those things. It's one of those radio things. Coming up next, Joe Chambers, 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.